Scott of SJ Wildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 383. Folks, we're getting primed on the right and the left to merge with Canada. How does this fit Bible prophecy of the 10 kings, 10 regions? Also, Trump, the second part of this VCast, Trump is surrounding himself with DNA defilement people. You can't make this up. This merging of iron and clay, or I like to say graphene oxide and you. And lastly, we're just going to do a round robin of just some things that I personally think you should know. Now, let's ground ourselves. There are different maps of the end of days. One of them is the Club of Rome map of the 10 regions. And this fits Bible prophecy, Revelation 17, 12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Now, we have a theory the 10 kings might be tech companies. But when I see things in the news of merging with Canada, folks, they're priming to destroy nation states. So the Club of Rome map, and I've seen some UN maps as well in terms of the 10 kings. Now, here's where it gets wild. Is Trump joked Canada could avoid tariffs by becoming the 51st U.S. state, says report. And I was reading a bunch of articles. Trudeau, it's reported, talked to Trump and said, if you put 100% tariff on Canada, Canada would be non-existent. So this is a story from the right side PSYOP. Now, from the left, this was just reported. Top New York Dem ridiculed for floating secession to Canada over Trump return. So we have the left saying, let's join with Canada, and we have the right saying, let's join with Canada. You see how this PSYOP works? From Newsweek, four states could secede from U.S. to join Canada to avoid Trump. And the four states being proposed in this Newsweek article, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont, could all suffer under Trump's new administration. Really? I mean, come on. This is a script. And my friends, if you really look at Bible prophecy, what they need is World War III. We did a podcast of the different players and tied to Bible scripture, somewhat of a Bible study, Final Days Report episode 257, on what is Jerusalem's war, the whore versus the woman, this AIB system, and then the players thereof. Because they need World War III, but I think death will be real. My personal opinion is it'll be a limited strike. It'll be quick. Because what happened in the Ukraine, which I found fascinating, is we did a podcast, Final Days Report, episode 283, why the elite need World War III for this beast-y government. What I found fascinating is Ukraine, via this war, the government kept on rolling, but they rolled out e-government, this ID 2020, this beast system. You can't make this up. Russia could have taken out the grid, so they couldn't have e-government, but that's not the plan. The plan is to consolidate information in this AIB system and track everyone. That's why they had Operation Warp Speed to track you, my friends. Now, let's move on in terms of the next part I want to cover. I want to go over Trump's team. This is a total DNA defilement dream team. I mean, it is crazy. They're bringing on this beast system under the guise of right. First article, smartphones to soon become obsolete. BCIs like Neuralink are the way forward, says Elon Musk. This is crazy. And then we have Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm thinking I'm pronouncing his name correctly. And Elon Musk, appointed by the president-elect Donald Trump to lead the Department of Government Efficiency. If you follow our ministry, we've always said government efficiency is code for AI government, this beast system. So then I started looking into Ramaswamy's companies, and sure enough, he made his billion or billions with connections to the mRNA technology through a portfolio company called Genevant Sciences. And this company is also in lawsuits with Pfizer and Moderna. This is nothing short of DNA defilement, because What I found interesting is the next article, they're priming the pump for the next pandemic. From Future Perfect, the existential campaign issue no one is discussing. What happens if another plandemic strikes and Trump is president? I'm saying plandemic because it's planned. This is a post on Telegram from Revelations and Rabbit Holes. I thought nailed it. The media propaganda machine continues to suggest what may likely come within the next 4 years, another plandemic. In July, the WHO launched a program to create new mRNA pokes for the bird flu. Really? And the bird flu we've covered multiple times. What I found fascinating is they're linking the bird flu to every bit of God's creation, tainting cow's milk, tainting cows, not just chickens. They're gonna defile everything. Former CDC director Robert Redfield warns the fifth time we will have a bird flu pandemic, or I like to say plandemic. World Organization for Animal Health have been conducting a large number of simulated bird flu pandemics. Whenever there's a simulation, they'll turn it and they'll go live. And then here's what they don't want you to know. Trump's new chief of staff, Susie Wiles, who was also his key advisor during Trump's first term, has deep ties to Big Pharma. Vivax company Rovant was directly responsible for pushing the jab in the U.S. Trump's picks for FDA, CDC, and Surgeon General also raises concerns. Do you see the connection to Operation Warp Speed? And we've covered this. Probably 30-40% of our VCast is iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave. This is about biohacking you, my friends, tracking you with Optogenetics wireless body area network technology. If you dive deep in Elon Musk's history, his family has ties to technocracy, measuring of everything, government by science, which fits this AI beast system. And here's a headline. Elon Musk, Tesla CEO and the world's richest man, has reportedly built a new version of robots designed to carry and nurture a baby for the full 9-month pregnant period. According to a report obtained by hellofbees.com, the innovation will allow parents to go about their daily lives without the physical demands and risks of pregnancy. It's creepy, my friends. And we've done a 3-part series, Is Elon Musk the False Prophet? Part 3. Check those out, especially Final Days Report 378, which we actually tie the false prophet behaviors to scripture. But look what Elon names his newest baby with Grimes. Can't make this stuff up.
Elon Musk and Grimes have expanded their family. The former couple confirmed they secretly welcomed their third child together, responding separately to recent reports about the little one's arrival. Musk replied to a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, on September 10th to clarify his newest son's name, writing simply, Tau Technomechanicus.
So it's not just the people I've mentioned, it's J.D. Vance. We've covered him before, and his ties to Big Pharma and Big Tech is beyond creepy. Dr. Jane Ruby, now you understand why I'm so concerned about the new vice president, J.D. Vance, and Vivek Ramaswamy about making millions of dollars building hundreds of these self-amplifying mRNA factories. And we also covered how Elon Musk and Tesla was involved in supporting this biohack technology through manufacturing. Can't make this up. Vivek, part of this government efficiency team with Elon that's supposedly going to slash government. Sounds great on paper, but again, it's going to bring on the AI beast system, ID 2020 type of technology to monitor everything you do. Palantir, we covered them within our series. But Genevant, part of Vivek's portfolio of companies, along with partner Arbutus Biopharma Corporation, has sued Moderna and Pfizer over patented lipid nanoparticle delivery platforms used in the mRNA poison pokes as the days of Noah Devil Juice. It's one big party, and you, my friends, are not invited. This is beyond wickedness. So I was just doing some research. This is an old article from PolitiFact, No, Trump has not canceled ID 2020 digital ID program backed by Gates Foundation. ID 2020 is a digital identification program that is supported by Microsoft and an organization funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Think about how ID 2020 fits Microsoft's patent 060606, that cryptocurrency patent that we always talk about that measures you under the skin and rewards you for said activity. They want to turn us all into slaves. And think about how this fits Trump's move for cryptocurrency. They're moving us from on the right into this beast system. It's wings of the same bird, my friends. And I've played it probably three or four times. Trump's first administration said, we need to bio-track all the illegal aliens. That's how they're going to bring this in on the right, is to have voter integrity. Flood the nation by design, Europe, United States, and then bring in ID 2020 so we know if you're a real true citizen that you can vote in the selection process. I'm not buying any of it. It's all a scam. Now, they're building this beast system, but you have to ask the question, how are they building this? You know, you think about Amazon. Amazon received a $600 million contract from the CIA, and Amazon was getting funded or is getting funded every time they ship a product. This is fascism, my friends. And here's another example of fascism where big tech actually is involved in controlling you, but it's built from DARPA labs. It's built from the government institutions. Look at the history of Facebook that we always talk about, Google as well. It's one big web where you're going to be trapped. But I thought this was interesting. Musk, SpaceX, gets $843 million, almost $1 billion, to help discard the International Space Station around 2030. Now, I've watched so many videos of the trickery of the space station. And I even saw somebody do the math when supposedly you can see the space station going by of how fast it goes by. And the math doesn't add up. The trickery and deception of space. And I'll leave it at that. Now, we called out maybe 2 or 3 years ago, Trump's freedom cities are 15-minute smart cities. And here we go again. Trump proposes building 10 freedom cities and flying cars. Freedom cities? No, it's your enslavement city. It's time for you to wake up. His role, Trump's role, is to enslave you. You have to remember, MAGA, the MAGA definition is the highest ranking of the Church of Satan. MAGA, this magician. And as a former marketer, director and general manager, you know, I used to manage $100 million business units. Some of these Fortune 100 companies would acquire businesses and I'd go run them. You would never launch a brand that has links to the Church of Satan. You just wouldn't do it. That's just bad brand hygiene. But they have to tell you who they are. Interesting tweet from Sovereign Bra. Elon Musk, building brain chips, building robots, building Skynet. He missed building this AI beast system out of Memphis. Says we'll create heaven on earth with AI. Really? Says we need a new philosophical system to unite the world religions. This fits my theory that he might be the false prophet, right? Because the false prophet brings on the image and the mark of the beast. Says X will become a global banking system. Uh-oh. Tweets references to the New World Order, says people should merge their brains with AI. We can't fight them, so let's join them. Really? Right-wingers. Now, this is a guy we can trust? Question mark? But I want to play this gentleman talking about how Trump is going to make the world great. Notice the 666 sign. Notice the hat with the love of the United States. Really? He has... Look at he has this wristband with, it looks like barcodes on it. Can't make this stuff up, my friends.
I think that what's going to happen is what Trump is going to do and accomplish in America is going to be a model to actually fix what's happening in other nations. They're going to follow our lead. that everything is about to shift and change, and they're about to follow what's happening right now with Trump in America, how he says, make America great again. But the reality of it is that when I was praying with Patricia King this morning on the phone, it's make the world great again. It's this is going to be a model, a Cyrus model of what he's going to do here to transform every nation. And it's going to happen. And America is going to lead this thing.
We're dealing with actors, my friends, especially Trump. Trump is an actor. You're watching big time wrestling. Run from it. Run from it. Sure, they're going to go after evil, but the philosophy is, you need to think about this, with Freemasons that link up to Kabbalah, black and white. Satan represents evil. Evil's being exposed, and then they bring in false light. So you need to think about this. Witches, warlocks need to tell you so their evil doesn't fall back on their head. Elon Musk, a recent post on X, in terms of Tim Pool, saying, Tim Pool, you've been paid over $6,000, but notice the 666 within his tweet. Really? Building brain chips, hooking up to AI, his AI God that he talked about with Jordan Peterson out of Memphis. Unbelievable. Cannot make this stuff up. Now, just something else that I was disturbed when I read this. Trump says he will attend Notre Dame reopening in Paris, his first overseas trip since the election. If you were awake during the fire of the church in France, it was suspect. And this screams Freemasonry all over it. New designs for the restoration were photos of the Scottish Rite Masonic Shrine. So this is the phoenix from the ashes. It just does not sit right with me, my friends. Now, again, I highly suggest check out some of the podcasts that we've done. 377 through 381, 382, because we're getting played. How can you trust Baphomet boy? Elon Musk had a Baphomet Halloween costume as his profile pic on X forever. And look at his mom. This is demonic. This is absolutely demonic, my friends. We're under a MAGA spell. It's a spell. So let's summarize. I just thought it was interesting. The right and the left pushing to merge with Canada. They have different ways to skin the cat. And that prophet, and I'm saying that loosely, said that there'll be a merger between Canada and the United States. And I can't remember if he threw in Mexico as well. But watch for it. It's a plan. Pray up, my friends. Thank you for your support. Check out some of our podcasts at sjwellfire.com. Have a blessed day. ¶¶